John 7, 27 to 39. Church, one voice, loud voice together. Begin.
Now, what a last day, the great day of the feast. Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this he said concerning the Spirit. And those who believed into him were baptized with seed, for the Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified.
Not yet been glorified. But Jesus has been glorified already.
Amen.
And He's here with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's here. He's there in your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 37, one more time, please. Begin.
Now on the last day, the great day of Jesus. Jesus stood and cried out, saying,
If anyone thirsts,
let him come
to me and drink.
Amen.
Amen. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you are thirst for Jesus this afternoon?
Amen.
You thirst? You're thirsty? Only one thirst. Oh, one more time. Show your thirst to Jesus. If you're thirst and you're hungry for Jesus, raise your hand. Okay. If you're 50% thirst, you raise your hand like this. 50%. If you're 100%, 70% like this. 100% like this. Okay? Alright, are you thirsty for Jesus?
Amen.
Yes.
Show your hands. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I declare this afternoon, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, I declare in Jesus' name, today will be the last day for our secret sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, I declare in Jesus' name, today will be the last day for any weaknesses that we may have.
Amen.
Today is the last day for any disease that we may have.
Amen.
Today is the last day for any addictions we may have.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ, we have been set free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today's gospel starts with now on the last day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today is the last day. Amen.
Amen.
Today is the last day for any religious activities. Today is the last day for any idols we serve, any idols in our hearts. Today we reject it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I want you to determine in your heart with me today and say, today is the last day for my flesh, last day for myself, last day for any addictions and secret sins in my life. And I'm going to move on with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Would you declare with me and say, today is the last day for my self. Huh? The self is the greatest enemy, isn't it?
Yes.
Self is the greatest enemy. So we're going to declare. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Today is my last day for myself.
No. Today is my last day for myself. No, that's not declaration. You need to declare by faith with your heart and strength. Amen?
Amen.
Who's ready to declare? I want to see. Who's ready to declare? Huh? You ready to declare, Pastor Donna? Okay. Would you please stand and show to us what declaration is?
I think I have to gain muscle. Today is the last day of myself.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
I like that idea. I think we should do that today for 30 minutes and end my service. And end my sermon. But really, this is very important. Okay? You prophesy with your tongue and God will listen and God will help you.
Amen.
Bible says, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that you are saved.
Amen.
Confess with your what?
Mouth.
That you are saved. Okay. Who's another person that ready to declare? Okay, Saskia, go ahead.
Lord Jesus, I am saved. Today is the last day of myself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anything else you want to declare, that's fine. If you're struggling with, cigarette or alcohol or whatever, the sins or whatever weakness or disease, just declare right now. Declare. Go ahead. Anybody else?
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Today is the last day for myself.
Amen.
I cancel every surgery.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Today is the last day of my weaknesses.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on. You say, try.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Today is the last day of my weakness.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Today is the last day for myself.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, Steve. Come on, Steve. You can do it.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Today is the last day of myself.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Today is the last day of my selflessness.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It shall be hailed. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Today is the last day of my flesh.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, the devil is shivering now. The devil is shivering. The devil is going away.
Amen.
Come on.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Today is the last day of my imperfection.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Today is the last day of my sickness.
Amen.
Amen.
Your sickness
Amen.
Is gone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You become what you declare.
Amen.
You become what you speak. Amen.
This is the last day of my darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm thirsty and I believe you will fill me up.
Amen.
Amen.
The light of God has come upon you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, prophesy. Come on, church. Spirit prophesies. Open your eyes. Open your eyes.
No.
Open your eyes. Yeah.
Today is the last day for my son.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, keeper. Button도 해봐.
Hungry.
Anybody else? Come on.
Today is the last day for my son.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. That's proud of you. Anybody else? Huh? Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the next phrase. Okay? In the last day, Bible says, if anyone thirst, if anyone thirst. Now, God wants to bless you today. God wants to fill you up with His blessings, with His life. God wants to anoint you. God wants to bring a fresh wind in your life. God wants to bring a special revelation to you today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to open the heaven's gate today. God wants to bring a new revelation. God wants to open your eyes, open your ears, and to see Jesus, to hear Jesus. God wants to bring a special favor upon you today.
Amen.
But there's only one condition. One condition. How many conditions?
One.
How many conditions?
One.
One condition. And that one condition is, if you are thirst.
Amen.
If you thirst. Now, when we come to church on Sunday, when we worship God, when we praise God, I can see on your face, I can see on your countenance whether you are really thirst for God or not. In our spirit, we can sense that. And of course, God can see it. If you are thirst for God, listen, God is ready to come down upon you and touch you and bless you.
Amen.
And to change you, to transform you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you're not thirsty, if you're not thirsty for God, then God cannot do anything. Although He wants to bless you, He cannot come to you. He only comes when you are thirsty. He only comes when you're hungry. He only comes when you're open. He only comes when you are open-minded. He only comes when you cry out. He only comes when you call on His name.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't just think about Jesus. Don't just think about Jesus. Open your mouth and call on His name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open your mouth and call on His name. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and praise Him and to worship Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also, I'm asking this afternoon, if anyone thirsts, there's a condition. You see, there's a condition for God's blessings. Although God wants to bless you so much, if you do not have this condition, God cannot help you. God wants to help you this afternoon. Come on, repeat after me. God wants to help me.
God
God wants to help me.
God wants to help me.
God wants to help me.
But I need to open my heart.
I need to open my heart.
I need to have thirstiness.
I need to have thirstiness.
God help me to thirst after you.
God help me to thirst after you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church. Church, are you thirst for God? That's the question. Are you thirst after God? Now, okay, I will tell you something. If you're not thirst for God, that means your heart have been filled with something else. If you don't have a thirst heart, hungry heart for Jesus Christ, that means your heart has already been filled up with something else other than Jesus Christ. Maybe that's some secret sin in your life. Maybe that's your flesh. Maybe it's some idol. Maybe some pleasures of the world. Maybe money. I don't know what it is, but God knows. Listen, today you have to be real. Be authentic before God. Oh God, am I thirsty after you? Do I have this thirstiness? And if I'm not thirsty, then what is filling my heart? Maybe religious stuff. Maybe some activities. Maybe my selfish ambition. Maybe my goal for God. Maybe my ministry for God. Maybe my mission for God. But God is telling you today, forget about everything. Because God made us as a vessel of God's mercy. To contain God, not to do something for God. Forget about doing something for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Coca-Cola bottle. Let's say this is Coca-Cola bottle. Coca-Cola's bottle, the purpose of Coca-Cola bottle is to what? To contain?
Coca-Cola.
If Coca-Cola bottle, but it contains 7-Up, Sprite, can you sell it? No. It has not fulfilled the purpose. Therefore, this bottle will be waste. Isn't it? Guess what? You are a God bottle. You are made as a God bottle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that God bottle, you have to contain God in order for you to be satisfied. If you're satisfied, that means you have God in you. Hallelujah. If you're not satisfied, that means you're missing God. And today, you open your heart and open your heart to God and say, God, I'm thirsty. Fill me up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm not satisfied. And I'm not going to move today until you satisfy me. You fill me from my head to toe.
Amen.
All the cells of my body, all the parts of my body. Lord, you fill me with your presence. Fill me with your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to see that kind of determination and thirsty heart and desperate heart. Lord Jesus, brothers, you have one life. Repeat after me. I have one life to live.
I have one life to live.
Soon be passed.
Soon be passed.
What's done for Christ?
What's done for Christ?
Will last forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have one life. What are you going to do with your life? You don't have 9 lives like a cat. I don't know if that's true. I don't think that's true. You have only one life. And we need to save the time. We need to seize the moment. We don't have millions of days. We don't have hundreds of years. Time is running short. And God wants us to seize the moment. Seize the time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be wise with the time. Amen? Amen. Today is the day to open our heart, open our spirit, and go and run toward God and say, I am thirsty. Fill me up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 If anything else that has filled you up, listen, today you come before God and you repent. And say, Lord, I reject anything else other than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ, you are my life, and you are the reality. And anything else, everything else is a shadow. I'm going to repeat after you. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, louder. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Is the only reality.
Is the only reality.
And everything else.
And everything else.
Is a shadow.
Is a shadow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You just tell somebody, you got Jesus, you got everything.
Jesus,
you
got everything.
Amen. Okay. Bible continues. The scripture continues. In the last day, if anyone thirsts, let him come to? Come on. Let him come to?
Me.
Let him come to?
Me.
Let him come to Pastor Paul?
No.
Let him come to Overflowing Church?
No.
Let him come to the denomination?
No.
Let him come to the?
The Lord.
Listen, Bible says, if you want to be filled up, you need to come to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The person of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
don't come to pastor, don't come to some famous, you know, bishop or evangelist or, you know, the apostle. Listen, all the men of God, yes, we respect them. But remember, we're all of us, we are human beings. We are mere human beings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We only honor and worship one person. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We come to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Listen, when you come to the worship service, you have to come to Jesus. Not just worship service. You understand? If we come to Sunday worship and not come to Jesus, that is not worship. It's just a religious activity. When you come to Bible study and you have not gained Jesus, you have just attend activity, Christian activity. If you have come to prayer meeting and you have not gained Jesus, you have just joined the activity of Christian church. We need to gain Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to hold our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today I want to grasp Jesus. Hold Jesus and don't let him go. Amen?
Amen?
He's saying, who is thirsty, come to me. I am free for you to drink.
Amen.
I am free for you to eat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John 5:39. Let's read that scripture. Begin.
You diligently study the scriptures.
Oh, no. Come on, one voice, please. Please begin.
You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me.
You see, even if you study the Bible, even if you read the Bible, you can be like religious leaders, Pharisees and Sadducees, thinking, knowing that you can, there's, Bible says, you think that by them, by what? By studying the Bible, by attending the worship service, by attending the prayer meetings, by them, you think you possess eternal life? Huh? So many people thinking like that. Hello?
Hi.
So many religious people think like this. They have carnal thoughts, soulish thoughts. They're thinking that by going to church or by attending Bible study or by attending a prayer meeting, they can possess eternal life. No. Bible says, these are the scriptures that testify about me, about Jesus. If you have Jesus, you have life.
Amen.
He who has Son has a life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't have Jesus, you have no life. Come to Jesus today.
Amen.
And have Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, Bible says, continue. Anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. We need to know how to drink Jesus as a living water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Jesus Christ, he went through the cross and he has become a life-giving spirit. He's a spirit now. Spirit, pneuma, means wind, breath, air. So, now we can drink Jesus as a living water.
Amen.
Because he's a spirit now. Okay? So we can, the first thing you need to know, is that the Lord is now the spirit. Okay, the Lord is now the spirit. So, therefore, we can receive the Spirit by calling on His name. Amen?
Amen?
But in order to call on His name, we need to open our mouth. We need to open our mouth to drink Him. And when we drink Him, we need to drink by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And we need to call on His name. And what is His name?
Lord
Jesus. So when we call on His name by faith, open our mouth, we are drinking Him. We are drinking our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can also drink and eat the Word of God through prayer. So, now, we just want to simply drink our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Spirit, by calling on His name. Ready? We're going to call Lord Jesus and drink Him as a living water into our spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's do it together. Ready? Begin.
Lord Jesus.
Lord
Jesus.
Lord.
Try this now. Whenever you express your
your overwhelming. You want to express your overwhelming. You want to express your more of your emotion in your heart. You add the word all, O-H, okay? Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus. Try this now. Go ahead.
Oh Lord Jesus.
One more time.
Oh Lord Jesus.
One more time.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen. Listen, church, you have to believe when you call on His name, you are literally drinking Him.
Amen.
You are drinking Him. You are intaking of Jesus Christ. You are feeding on Him. Amen?
Amen?
You have to believe. When you believe, you begin to feel something that's inkling, that's moving in you. That's the Spirit. You feel the peace. That's the Spirit. You feel the life. That's the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Let's try one more time. Oh, Lord Jesus. Ready?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. I think we should try this way next time. Huh? Sometimes we call Him Lord Jesus. Sometimes you want to express more. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, we don't have to say many words to Jesus. We don't have to say many words to Jesus. We have this concept. They're thinking that if we pray much, that He would like it. No. Just the simple words of confession of our love to Jesus Christ, He loves it. Just calling on His name with our heart, He loves it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So we say, oh Lord Jesus, I love You. Amen. Can we do that? Let's confess our love to Jesus Christ now.
Amen.
Begin.
Oh Lord Jesus, I love You.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next. Verse 8, let's read it together. Begin. He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. He who believes into me. Amen. Let's read John 1:12. Begin. But as many as receive him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his name. Amen. You have to underline the receive and believe. Can you do that? The word receive him and believe. Believe means receive him. Receive him means believe. Amen? So when we receive Jesus Christ into our hearts, listen, we are believing him. Okay? So Bible says we need to, he who believes. You want to drink the living water? You want to be filled with Jesus Christ today? We need to learn how to believe, how to receive. Okay? Alright. Now, we need to, the Bible says, he who believes what? Believes into. Now remember that word into means you're coming out of something. Hello church, look. When you believe, it's not simple just a mere confession with your mouth. Confession with your mouth is very important, but there has to be action together, right? Listen, you are believing into, meaning that you are coming out of your old self. And you are entering into Christ. When you have entered into Christ, then the old self has been finished. And now you are one with Christ. And now you are going to let Christ live in you. You are going to live out Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, so many Christians, they say, I believe in Jesus, but their life is not changing. Why their life is not changing? Because they do not understand this concept, this teaching. It means, even John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes into, that word into is in Greek means ace, into. That you are entering into something. And here, we are entering into the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And He is all the inclusive Christ. When you have entered into Christ, listen, there He is all in all. He's all inclusive.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have his, listen, when you have entered into Christ, you are one with Christ. His power is your power. His authority is your authority. Amen. His life is your life. His riches is your rich. His hope is your hope. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you excited?
Amen.
Aren't you excited that you have Jesus and his all-inclusive Christ?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you have a reason to smile, smile because of Jesus.
Amen.
If you have a reason to joy, be joyful because of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you have a reason to work hard in the factory, you don't like the 공장장님 or your 사장님, you know, your friends, because they're treating you not, you know, unfairly, whatever, but all in spite of that 공장 circumstance, you can be joyful because Jesus lives in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Jesus is talking to you inside of you. He's interceding for you. He's praying for you. And He's loving you. He's pouring out His life on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
That's why I love that song. In the morning when I rise. In the morning when I rise. In the morning when I rise. Just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that your eyes will open, that you will see Jesus Christ as all-inclusive Christ. His name is Jesus. He's God-man. He's a perfect God, complete man. And He went to the cross and He rose again. He became a life-giving spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we can eat Him as our living bread. We can drink Him as a living water. We can breathe Him as an air. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's a spiritual air. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, without Jesus, we cannot live even a split second. We need Jesus every moment, every second. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister Eunice, amen.
Amen.
You came to Korea. Welcome to Korea. You're very happy because you met your husband. But you're going to be more happy because you came to Korea. You're going to learn how to eat Jesus, how to drink Jesus, how to breathe Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I encourage you every morning you come to early morning prayer. Since she's home. Huh? 우리 임수 중사님, 이 근처 사시는지 모르겠는데 유니스 좀 데리고 와요. 아침 새벽에 혼자 집에서 지금 혼자서 너무 외로워. 데리고 와요. 유니스. 여기 어니스트 와이프. 할렐루야. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He who believes into me. Amen. Revelation 3:20. Let's read together. Begin. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. Amen. Jesus Christ wants to come into you, and He wants to eat with you. Amen. In other words, He wants to have feast with you. He wants to have party with you. But you have to open your door. Open your heart. Remember, you have to be thirst. That's the only condition. If you thirst, He will come and fill you up.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus. Next. Okay, next. Out of His innermost being. Out of His innermost being, Bible says. What is that innermost being? That's your spirit. That's your spirit. It's talking about the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle. Court, your body. Holy place, your soul. Holy of Holies, that's your spirit. So Bible says, out of your innermost being, the living water, the rivers of living water will come out.
Amen.
Meaning, from your spirit to your soul, from your soul to your body, all the rivers of the living water will come, will gush out, will spill out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Meaning the life of Jesus Christ will overflow from your spirit to soul, and to soul to body. Amen. Listen, Jesus Christ, God is the creator of your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ now is living in your spirit. And your spirit and Christ's spirit has joined together and has become one spirit.
Amen.
And that's the good news. Amen. Zechariah 12:1. Let's read together. Begin. This is the word of the Lord concerning Israel. The Lord who stretches out the heavens, who lays the foundation of the earth, and who forms the spirit of man within him, declares. Amen. Who forms the spirit within you?
Lord.
Come on, who forms the spirit within you?
Lord.
God. God forms the spirit within you. Amen. So you have to use your spirit to touch God. Amen.
Amen.
And Bible says, from your spirit, the life of river of life will come out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to dance today. I want you to what?
Dance today.
Not fleshly dance, but spiritual dance. Hallelujah. Spiritual dance means that water, living water, will come out from your spirit to your soul and to your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, rivers. Now, Bible says, all the rivers of water will come out, right? Now, rivers. Is it singular or plural? Church, look at the Bible. Is it singular or plural?
Plural.
Okay, plural. It's plural, yes, right? Rivers. Rivers. Okay, Revelation 20:21, verse 1. Read it together. Begin. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. This is the New Jerusalem. But even now, listen, we can taste, experience the New Jerusalem. From the throne of God and of the Lamb. You see, the Lamb is the center of the throne of God. When we go to heaven, we will see the Lamb of God eternally. Because that is the mark. That is the mark of God's love toward us, right? Jesus Christ died on the cross as the Lamb. Hallelujah. We will see the Lamb of God forever. Amen.
Amen.
From the throne of God and the Lamb. Listen, the river of the water of life will flow. And today, the river of life will flow. How many of you want to have a river of life?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
You want a river of life?
Amen.
How about river of hope?
Amen.
How about river of strength?
Amen.
How about river of healing?
Amen.
How about river of riches?
Amen.
Gold and diamond.
Amen.
You want it?
Amen.
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 How about river of what? You say it. What do you want?
Peace.
Huh?
River of peace.
Amen. I need a river of peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For that. A river of peace, I need that. How about you, Marina? How about what kind of river you want? Huh? River of joy. That's right. She's smiling. River of joy.
Amen.
what river you want?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Amen.
You got it already, sister. River of freedom. Max, what kind of river you want?
Love.
Oh.
Oh.
Love. You're ready for love. You are ready for love. Amen. Max, river of love shall flow. Amen. How about Tony? What river?
River of happiness.
Ah, happiness?
Yeah.
Amen. You got it. Happiness.
Amen.
What about you, Nike?
Live forever.
Huh?
Live forever.
Live forever?
Live forever.
That will happen when you go to heaven. River of life. Hallelujah. Amen. Jibber, what river? Huh? What did you say?
River of wife.
River of wife?
Same wife.
You already have wife. same as your wife. Oh, that's what I should say. You already have wife. One wife, be satisfied with one wife. Okay? That's God's way of doing it. One man, one woman, together become one flesh. Amen?
Amen.
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 But man has to leave their parents. Amen? Don't bother with your parents, your in-laws, okay? Focus. Hallelujah. The rivers are ready to come upon you today.
Amen.
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 If you thirst, rivers will come. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Verse 39, the last scripture. Ready? Begin. But he said, and concerning the Spirit, whom those who believe into him were about to receive, for the Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been
glorified.
Not yet been
glorified.
Listen, 2,000 years ago, this is what Jesus is saying. These were the direct words of Jesus Christ from his mouth on the last day of the feast. Listen, Jesus was not glorified at that time, at that moment, right? Because he has not been crucified. Listen, but as of now, after 2,000 years, Jesus has already been crucified. He took the judgment on our behalf. He took the punishment on our behalf. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We ought to be crucified on the cross for our sins, but he was crucified on our behalf. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
But not only crucified, he rose again. Rose again. Rose again from the death, because he is the Son of God. He is God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he rose again, he became a life-giving spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:45. The last Adam becomes a life-giving spirit. A life-giving spirit. He's ready to pour out his river on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's ready to pour out the river on you. Are you ready? Are you thirsty?
Amen.
Are you thirsty?
Amen.
Amen. If you're thirsty, stand upon your feet. And let's express our thirstiness and hunger for Jesus Christ.